Hi, my name is Cameron Kowal, and I am a member of the Senior High Youth Group. We begin every worship service with this welcome statement. Today, since we are not worshiping in person, it's my privilege to share it with you online. We, the people of the Church of the Nativity, United Church of Christ, believe that all people are of sacred worth. Therefore, we warmly welcome people of every age, language, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical and mental ability, economic means, marital status, and family structure into the full fellowship, membership, leadership, ministry, worship, online or in person, and sacramental life of our congregation. We commit ourselves to continuing conversation and growth as we seek to be the loving and inclusive faith community that we believe God is calling us to be. As we gather and worship today, we welcome seekers, doubters, and believers. We also understand that we come together from different experiences. Some of us have had a wonderful week, others not so great. Some are happy, others sad, some hopeful, others discouraged. Nevertheless, as we say in the United Church of Christ, no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you're welcome here. Pastor Ruth will now share some important announcements.
Good evening. My name is Ruth Snyder, and I have the privilege of serving as the pastor of Church of the Nativity, United Church of Christ. While services and meetings are suspended, we're glad we can connect through these virtually. So thanks for joining us for worship this evening. Today we are remembering Holy Thursday, which is when Jesus celebrated the Passover meal with his disciples. And it turned out to be the last meal that he was going to share with his friends before his arrest, his trial, and his crucifixion. During tonight's service, I will invite you to join me in communion, and that there will, if you're not ready for it, there will be a time in the service when you can go and get some bread or juice or crackers or wine. Now tomorrow is Good Friday. We will again have a service online that you can access through our website or through our Facebook page. And we hope you'll join us as we reflect on Jesus' words from the cross. Providing music for us tonight is our music director, Mike Copps, on the keyboard, and my wife, Kate Snyder, as the vocalist.
Hi everybody, it's Miss Carissa, and today is Holy Thursday. And holy just means something extra special. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what extra special happened today, and then later Pastor Ruth's going to tell you some more about that. Now, I need everybody to do a little pretending with me, okay? So, I'm going to pretend that I am Jesus, and we're going to pretend that we have a whole table full of Jesus' friends. Now, of course, we couldn't have that right now because we're not allowed to have that many people in our house at one time that aren't related. So we are just going to have me and my one friend here. And this is Judas, and I'm going to tell you about what happens next. So Jesus' friends were all in a house, and they were getting ready to eat a special meal together. And before they ate the meal, Jesus wanted to do something to show them that he loved them. So, since everybody's feet were kind of dirty, Jesus decided that he would take water and he would wash all of their feet. And then he had a towel and he dried them. And he went around and he did that for all of his friends. And in days like this, we would also want to wash our hands really good before we were going to eat, right? So we're going to make sure we do that before we take communion later. And after Jesus did that, he had some food prepared for them. He had some bread, and he had some wine. And he gave the bread, and he gave the wine, to his friends, and they all ate it. And while they were sitting there talking to each other, Jesus said something that made some of them feel a little bit upset. He said, "One of you is going to tattle on me." Now, you guys know what a tattletale is, right? Nobody wants to be a tattletale. It's a person who tells on another kid, usually, because they did something, and usually it's not really that bad. We just do it because maybe we're jealous of that other kid, or maybe we're just mad at them. Maybe it's our brother or sister, and we're just having a day where we don't like them very much that day, so we want them to get in trouble. So we tell mom and dad that they did something, right? Tattletale. Nobody likes a tattletale. Now, I'm not telling you that there aren't times when sometimes we need to tell grown-ups things that other people do, like if they're hurting somebody or themselves, or if somebody's about to get hurt. But in this case, sometimes people are just mean and they just tattle. And Judas, he was kind of a tattletale. He wasn't very happy with Jesus. We don't really know why. Maybe he was disappointed. Maybe he was upset because Jesus wasn't doing exactly what he wanted. And so he decided that he was going to go find the people who were in charge, and he was going to tell them where Jesus was hiding so that they could come and arrest Jesus because they wanted to hurt him. So that's exactly what happened. Jesus told them that one of you is going to be a tattletale, and then Judas said, "Oh, it's not me," but he got up and he snuck out, and he went and he told the people where to find Jesus. And we're going to hear the rest of the story of what happens with that tomorrow. But for today, we wanted to just talk quickly about how much Jesus loved his friends. And even though sometimes they did things that hurt his feelings or made him sad, that he still loved them. And that's true for us too. Even when we tattle on our brother or sister, even when we do something we shouldn't do, Jesus is always going to love us. And Jesus asks us to love other people like he did. So make sure that you remember to always try to be extra nice, especially to people who you love. Okay? And we will see you tomorrow. Bye.
from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 17 through 30. These verses describe Jesus' Last Supper when he celebrated the Passover meal with his disciples. This meal is the foundation of what we celebrate as the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, or the Eucharist. Our reading is from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, Jesus took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
The invitation to participate in this communion service comes from Christ. Just as he invited his friends to participate in that holy meal close to 2,000 years ago, he invites us tonight. And Christians for 2,000 years have been gathering to remember this meal and to share in the supper, understanding that Jesus is present in some way in the experience of eating and drinking together during this meal. So, Mike is going to play a piece of music, and we invite you to go and gather crackers or bread and some kind of juice. If you have grape juice, that's great. If you don't, any kind of juice is fine. Or white or red wine is fine too. And we'll give you a short few seconds to be able to pull that together, so that you can celebrate, so that we all commune together. And the people really, most of whom to whom he preached, It was tradition that they gather for this family meal that celebrated their coming out of Egypt, slavery in Egypt, led by Moses, directed and guided by God, into ultimately the promised land of Israel. And after they got out, they were in the desert at that point, God said to Moses, when you gather in the spring, celebrate the Passover meal in remembrance of how God brought you out of slavery and into the promised land. And so Jews have been doing that every year since. And they have a special Seder plate, and they tell the story of God's love and God's presence and God's guidance throughout their history. And so it's a very sacred and special time that they gather with family and extended family to celebrate this meal together. And that's what Jesus was doing with his disciples on that feast of unleavened bread, because we use flat bread, and or the Passover meal. Now, interestingly, the way Christians have told the story is that at the end of the Passover meal, Jesus did something differently. And what he did was he took the bread, and bread is a major part of the Passover meal, and he broke it. He gave thanks, which is also part of the Passover meal. But this time he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so from that point on, Christians have gathered together and celebrated this Last Supper with his disciples. And so that's what we're doing tonight. So I invite you to take the bread and pass it around, but hold it if you will, and we'll all eat it together. So while you pass it around, Mike will play "Let Us Break Bread Together." And then Jesus took the cup, and he poured wine into it, and he gave thanks to God, and he said to those who were gathered, "This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so I invite you to prepare and have the cup ready, and we'll drink it together. These gifts of bread and wine and grape juice remind us of this Last Supper with Jesus. But it also reminds us of other suppers that Jesus had with people. He invited people to banquets, people that normally wouldn't come, wouldn't ever be invited to a banquet. He ate with so-called sinners and tax collectors. And so this meal has become a symbol for centuries of how Christ welcomes us, how Jesus is always gathering us into community. This year we celebrated in a very interesting way by sharing together virtually, where even though we can't gather together in the pews of our church, we can gather through this new technology. And without a doubt, Christ is present with us. Now also that night, as you heard Carissa tell the story, and that is also remembered on Holy Thursday from the Gospel of John, is the story told of how Jesus took a bowl and he went around to each of his disciples and he washed their feet. Now normally that would be done by servants and certainly never the host. But Jesus washed his disciples' feet. And then he said to them, "Why do you suppose I did this?" They weren't really sure. But what he said to me, "As I have been a servant to you, so do you need to be a servant to others." And he went on talking about love. "As I have loved you, go and love one another." And so we see in this meal and we see in this foot washing the work of Jesus' hands, which we talked about Palm Sunday. Hands that broke bread and poured wine. Hands that tenderly washed people's feet and then dried them off. And hands that reached out to his disciples saying, "As I have done to you, go and do to others." So part of participating in this meal is being able to receive Christ's presence and strength so that we can be like him, certainly not as good or as perfect, but touched by Christ's love and seeing his example, we too are empowered to go out into the world and be his hands and his feet and his heart in our day. Let us be together in a time of prayer. Gracious God, you sent your Son Jesus, and he taught and he walked a journey of faith. He welcomed people, he healed people. He encouraged people, he empowered people. And that last week of his life, he gathered at the Last Supper with them. His heart ached. And yet, he knelt down and washed his disciples' feet. He gathered them together and they celebrated the Passover feast and what has now come to be for us, Holy Communion, or the Lord's Supper, or the Eucharist, Thanksgiving. And we do give thanks that we are strengthened through this meal and we are reminded of how much Jesus loves us, even to the point of dying on a cross, and how Jesus invites us to to love others. We lift up in prayer those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are serving in so many capacities in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis. We ask for you to continue to give all of them strength and be with families who are grieving the loss of loved ones that they couldn't be present with. We commend ourselves to your presence and your love. Jesus, thank you for being among us tonight in some special way, and always. Help us to continue your ministry of service and servanthood in our world, in our day, in our time. All of this we pray in the name of Jesus and using the words he taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
During in-person worship, this is when we receive the offerings which enable us to fulfill our mission to be a welcoming, nurturing, empowering community of faith, carrying Christ's love, justice, and peace into our community and world. Offerings and donations may be made using the PayPal button on our website or by mailing a check to the church. Thank you for your generosity.
Love, joy, and peace, which passes all understanding. Amen. Let us go in peace. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for the Good Friday service.